Hello, this is Paul McCartney, and you're listening to WONY 90.9 FM. Don't touch that dial and keep it locked.
Did you know the average cough can travel distances of up to 6 feet?
What?
Government-required face coverings cut this number down exponentially. COVID-19 is one of the worst global pandemics we've seen to date, so simple guidelines have been put into place, such as social distancing and wearing masks. And yet, still not everyone is wearing them over a year later. Studies are showing major inconsistencies in mask wearing across different age groups, with certain groups wearing them significantly less than the others. Especially in ever-changing times like this, wearing your own mask properly is the only constant, and it is important to encourage it whenever possible. Wear a mask and save a life so you can get back to yours.
Hi, everyone. How was everyone's weekend? I had a great weekend. Literally a great weekend. It was super busy because it was alumni weekend here. Hope you tuned into that show with Paige and I. With some pretty cool alumni. That was fun. Right, Paige?
Yeah,
Paige says cool. Paige says yes, they were cool. But yeah, I had a good rest of my week as well. And this week I have a cool playlist. I don't know what I'm talking about ever. No, it's fine. Just like, I love you all. Thank you for listening. Thank you. All right, enjoy.
I have a friend who sits at the corner line selling pills to the girls when they cross the block. I told him he should quit that sketchy scene. He said nothing compares to the fever dream. It's what I do. It's hard in the morning light. He told her everything ends when you reach that thrill. He told her nothing exists past the windowsill. It's nothing new.
Maybe I shouldn't try to be perfect. I confess I'm obsessed with the surface. In the end, if I fall or if I get it all, I just hope that it's worth it. Last year I fell flat on my face, and last month I knew something should change. Last week I started over again. Ask me and I'll tell you how I've been. Don't get me started.
You got me nervous to speak, so I just won't say anything at all. I've got an urge to release, and you keep telling me to hold on. You got me nervous to move, so I got me turning all around to be who you need me to.
Shut up, be quiet. Come on, be silent. You know I'm trying, so don't say nothing. Tell me you trust me and kiss me and hug me. Well, I would do anything for you. You just gotta love me.
I got an itch in my throat. I don't know which way to go. I keep on switching, I know. I need a different approach. It's all because I wanna show you that I'm so capable. You got me nervous to speak, so I just won't say anything at all. I've got an urge to release, and you keep telling me to hold on. You got me nervous.
I'm just pausing here really quick. I just want to say hello to my family who is listening right now. I think this is the first time listening in. So, hi guys! Miss you. I hope you're enjoying it so far, and hope everyone else is enjoying it so far. The next song we have is You Don't Know by Destroy Boys, one of my favorite bands. So, yeah, I hope you guys like it. Okay, bye!
Thank you. touching the thing I love. Walk out the door and slam as hard as I can. Things are what they seem just until they are not. Then what will you do?
something there were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
La 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 la.
After 2 days in the desert sun, my skin began to turn. After 3 days in the desert fun, I was looking at a riverbed. And the story it told of a river that flowed made me sad to think it was dead.
You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
Right? Isn't that cool? Hi, guys. Hi. Hey! Y'all like that or what? Was that a good playlist or what? I'm running out of things to say, to be completely honest. You know what? The weather. I woke up this morning and there's snow on the ground. That's all I have to say about the weather. Anyway, I hope you all enjoyed. I hope you all have a fantastic rest of your week. Truly. And just stay safe out there. Thank you for listening. I love you all. Bye!
Things to come. to 90.9 FM WONY Oneyata with Devin from Youth Forever.
Hi, this is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who is sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it. Finally, is the sender creating a sense of urgency? Well, why?